This is Radio Boston. I'm Anthony Brooks.
And I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. Time now for your feedback on our recent programs.
Many of you were rankled by our own Adam Ragusea's contention last week that music school is a pyramid scheme. Adam said when studying for a master's degree in classical composition, he was paying to learn a trade where the only good way to get his investment back was to eventually teach that trade to others.
Listener Daniel wrote on RadioBoston.org that when he studied at Oberlin Conservatory, students were told from the get-go that very few of them would be able to sustain themselves as performers.
He adds, "You pursue music because you love music, want to become a better musician, and hope to use your passion and skill for financial gain. I emphasize hope. There is no guarantee. You're rolling the dice and you're mortgaging your future on it. There isn't room for complaining at the end."
Nick took issue with Adam for extending his argument to the liberal arts in general. He wrote, "I do not begrudge Mr. Ragusea's description of music school or any fine arts education as seeming like a Ponzi scheme, but it is quite a leap to associate his experience pursuing a specialized degree in classical music composition with the critical thinking skills and creative thought processes that are nurtured in a liberal arts education. The distinction deserves to be noted."
So noted. And finally, on Friday, we had a delightful conversation with coffee connoisseur George Howell, who founded the Coffee Connection before he sold out to Starbucks. Howell said he wanted to pursue his passion for pure, single-grower coffee, even if he did spend a few years working for Starbucks, helping to sell lattes and frappuccinos.
Yeah, I got to say, that's funny because, of course, frappuccino came out of Coffee Connection.
Oh, did it?
Yes. It did.
Thank goodness, I say, but Jan Dumas writes, "We always had great coffee in Boston. I, like most of the area, run on Dunkin'. Coffee is ground beans with warm water forced through them. The addition of milk, flavors, and foam, well, that is not coffee. It's soda."
Well, however you take your coffee, black, sweet, weak, or strong, we want to hear from you. You can find all the ways to get in touch with us at radioboston.org.